So, Representative Edgecombe and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry, my name is Laura Sewell. I'm a resident of Phippsburg and the director of the Bates-Morse Mountain Conservation Area. I'm also a director of the Harward Center for Community Partnerships at Bates College. I serve on the board of directors for Maine Rivers, and I hold a master's degree in environmental law with a primary emphasis in land use. I have two fundamental concerns about the proposed bill or new commission. First, good land use planning requires specific knowledge. Land use decisions carry economic, legal, and environmental consequences. Impacts are short-term and long-term, local, regional, and within the corporate marketplace. Given the range and complexity of repercussions, land use decision-making requires experience, resources, and time not readily available to Northern County officials. This is terrifically problematic if, one, county commissioners are allowed to appoint themselves, and, two, county officials opt out of LIRC's assistance and jurisdiction. Second, and perhaps more worrisome, is the possibility that self-appointed commissioners will be subject to pressing conflicts of interest. When well over two-thirds of the land in question, and some would say over 90%, is owned by out-of-state investment corporations with the wherewithal to purchase influence, self-appointments without legislative oversight is a recipe for confusion and corruption. This dark scenario is equally plausible in the event that county officials are pressured to opt out of LIRC oversight. An argument made by proponents of minimizing LIRC's authority has been that resident landowners should decide what happens on their land. Given a few environmental regulations, I would agree. But the relevant landowners in this discussion are non-resident resource extraction and development corporations whose sole purpose is profit, not sustaining Maine's quality of life, nor tourist hunting and recreational industries that thrive on Maine's natural heritage. A free-for-all in road building, for example, for logging resorts or water extraction, minus the appropriately enforced shoreland protections and site laws, could quickly devastate this state's treasure and this country's last northern forest of any size, all for short-term gain made by out-of-state entities. For those of us who have lived in other parts of the country and have witnessed the ruin of large forests and watersheds, a weekend land use regulatory commission makes no environmental or economic sense, particularly for a state that has a unique and sustainable economy based upon its natural heritage.
Are you about to the end?
One more sentence.
Okay, thank you.
The Northwoods are the remaining truth of Maine's faltering brand, our very own environmental and economic engine. Please support the highest protections and vote no on reforming LIRC as now proposed.
Thank you, Laura. And you know that when this hearing was scheduled, there was no afternoon, only about a day ago, that this afternoon legislative session for the House and Senate got scheduled in. I mean, we'd have been here full time. And things like that happen. And actually, we'll be here tonight until there's a final decision on the supplemental budget. So, but thank you very much. Seeing no questions, we're all set. Thank
you.
So,
is Landis Hudson next on the list?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I was asked to read her testimony.
Okay.